proclaim your majesty.
Hallelujah.
That your name is exalted.
Amen.
For you have done glorious things.
Amen.
You have done marvelous things.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the privilege of fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
The privilege of fellowship.
Yes.
Under the overshadowing, oh God. Follow, say that there was darkness upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form and void. For that your presence, your spirit, began to overshadow the waters. Began to brood over the environment. Father, we thank you for this prelude again.
Hallelujah.
To a new thing, my God.
Amen.
Say that God said, let there be light. And there was light. Father, as you begin to brood over your people, let there be light.
Amen.
Oh, let there be light, my God.
Amen.
Let the light shine. Let the darkness shine. Pass away, my God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the night is past, man.
Yes.
We see that the day is at hand.
Amen.
We say, let the day break forth, God.
Amen.
Let the darkness flee away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's exciting to, you know, I don't know, there's this privilege that we have of seeing things before they happen. Praise the name of the Lord. And declaring them before they happen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's one of the great privileges that we have. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That the things that are about to come to pass, we have the privilege of knowing them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the privilege of making certain arrangements to enable us to position ourselves in the right place.
Amen.
You understand the point?
Yes.
At the right time.
Hallelujah.
You know, I remember, you know, the first time I heard somebody preach about the bones of Joseph. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and you know, it blew my mind. You know how it was. The Bible said that Joseph was a prophet. Praise the name of the Lord. And he saw certain things that were to come.
Yeah.
When Joseph died, Israel was still in Egypt.
Mm. And they were still having fun.
I was together, you know, and the man was dying. And at the time he was dying, there was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
For he saw that this was not the estate of the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
That time tribulation had not yet come.
Mm-hmm.
For he knew that, he said, God will surely visit you, and he will bring you out from this place. Now we understand that Egypt represents a situation of bondage to sin. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To this world system and to the power of the devil. And he said, this will not be your estate forever. He said, being a prophet, he spoke. And he said, when you are going out of this place and you are going on this journey to bring you into the land, the going out was not the end of the story. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was just the beginning of a journey that was to bring those who persisted to the end into the estate that God had reserved for them. He said, when you go, I'll carry my bones with you. Now, we understand that they carried the bones of Joseph. And as they were going on that journey, certain things happened that were in the loose contrary. And when those contrary circumstances will come up, the people will say, wow, you know, God who brought us out to kill us. You understand? Their testimony changed.
Mm.
But you see, the bones of Joseph was a judgment on them. Every time they said, God, we can't get him, the bones will say, you people are what now? Liars. Praise the name of the Lord. That bone was a testimony that went with them, challenging every unbelief, challenging every rebellion. You understand that? Challenging everything they did contrary. Until they came into the promised land and Joseph was buried.
Mm-hmm.
You know where he was buried? Where his forefathers were also buried, in the cave of Machpelah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This was a burial site that Abraham saw by revelation.
Mm-hmm.
When he wanted the place, they said, we'll sell it to you. We'll give it to you free. He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the point? I want to pay money for it. With that money, he sealed that place. Nobody would challenge that burial place. Even when they had gone on exile, when they came back, that place was still their what now? Their possession. So the bones was buried there. You know, have, when you go to Jerusalem, there's a particular aspect near Mount Olives. You understand? Mm-hmm. Where there's a lot of graves there. You know, a lot of Jews, pious Jews, not regular Jews.
On your left side?
Yes. They believe that's where Messiah, because the Bible says his seed will come to Mount Olives. So they want to bury there so that they will be the most merciful to rise up and meet with him. So those graves were there. And what you see that you see a testimony somehow to people who had faith. Praise the name of the Lord. And that faith was spoken. Anyway, the truth of the matter was that when Jesus rose from the dead, praise the name of the Lord, and when he gave up the ghost, the graves were opened and certain dead men came out. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a preliminary resurrection. This was a privileged resurrection for people who had eyes to do what now? To see. They were a first fruit of a first fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. And so Joseph saw and said, I want to be a partaker of this experience. Praise the name of the Lord. The words that we hear today, brethren, are to make us, prepare us. We live in a time when the enemy has made an inroad into the church. He said that the heathen have entered into the sanctuary. That has been the enemy's game plan all this while. It's not the unbelievers that are his target is to enter into the pleasant land. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's something he wants there. So he finds an inroad. But you see, for us today, God is giving us a word to enable us to escape. He said that unto us are given exceeding great and precious promises. Do you understand? That by these promises, we might become partakers of the divine nature as we escape the corruption that is in the world.
Amen.
Through lust.
Amen.
And there is a corruption that you and I must escape.
Each of us
must take a decision.
Yes.
That this thing that is coming on like a tsunami.
Go
you understand the point?
Yes.
I have to find a high ground.
That's right.
You know, you remember during the tsunami in Asia, there was a particular group of Christians that the Lord gave him a word, you understand, to have a night vision up in the hills. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord gave him a word. Tonight I want you to have a vigil in the hills. And they went up the hills.
In the tsunami.
And they had a night vigil. While they were having the vigil, the tsunami came. They survived because they responded to the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you see, why I'm trying to say this thing is because it looks, a man seems like he cannot ignore what God is saying right now because it looks like there's no problem.
Yeah.
But right now is the time we must develop a culture of taking
heed
to the things that God is saying.
Yes.
Because the day it will now serve you, you understand, that day you will not even, in fact, you'll be surprised. They went up. And you see, I remember something very funny. Those that went up by the word of the Lord survived. There was some people who ran up the hills during the tsunami, because this was in the night. It was in the night when people were what now? Sleeping.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, you saw it and you had time. People were lying on their beds, they were snoring. And brethren, we are already in the night season. Something happened to some these other guys. Some ran into the hills. You know what happened to them? Snakes.
Hey.
You know, I was watching the anniversary program of that tsunami. You know, if you go to Thailand and all that, Indonesia, they have, there's something they have, it's snakes. When they ran up the hills there, that night, many of those who went up didn't come down. You know, I was shaking when I was watching the documentary. Some of the survivors. You know, because snakes are nocturnal creatures. If you look at the book of Psalms, it says that God maketh night when all the wild beasts begin to creep forth. Yes. That whole place was inundated with snakes. And a lot of them, one of the young men they were interviewing, there was a young girl, you know, that was near her who was bitten by a snake. You know, and she was beaten the night. There was no doctor. You understand the point? You know, the whole place was in chaos. No hospital, no doctor, nothing. You are on your own. You know, today we feel we are very secure because you have, listen, you rush to the doctor. There are things around you that make your world very, very secure. we don't seem to have learned to trust in the living God. There was no doctor that night. That girl didn't come down. She died that night inside the, because some of those snakes are so bad that, boy, that's it. So many of them were, because the snakes were just, was like, whether it was the tsunami that also
because the animals
shook up,
tend to know.
Yes, now, before they listen, some of them begin to, you know, run up like that. So that place was a terrible, was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, man.
Praise the name of the Lord. But it's those whom God sent there. They went up like Noah, and also they came down. You understand the point? And they continued. Their lives will change irrevocably.
Oh, yeah.
Just like 9/11. You understand? A couple of stories too about people who are supposed to go to work.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, stay at home today. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the point? We are used to going to work. I mean, you've got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, time comes when you need to hear that other voice that supersedes every other voice.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes essential.
Oh my God.
So I'm sure some of them were watching 9/11 on television. And you understand, marveling that, my God. Because I was just, 2 nights ago, I went back to it. And I saw pictures of people jumping. You understand? It's one of the most horrifying things in somebody's life. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures now, people now jumping from the, listen.
On YouTube.
Yes. I think you should watch it. Do you know, I've never seen the level of hopelessness in the midst, you know, because when the thing struck, the staircase, the lift, you understand,
was
destroyed. So they couldn't come down. And the flames were coming from inside, coming at them. So they were, eventually they were hanging on the window. I saw one man, he was waving a white, this thing, as if anybody would. You understand? The people on ground were as helpless as them. So after a while, two people held hands.
And
they jumped up, and they jumped.
And they died.
Yeah, of course
they will die.
By the time you hit that place, you won't look like a human being again. One man said was just like twat, because I saw what land in front of one man. The man just stood like this. It was a fireman. So you know what I saw? I saw hopelessness. I said, people, nothing. They knew that there was nothing, and they felt it's better for me to at least die with you know than to burn. It was terrible. You could see just people after a while they just jump. And that person would just jump. There was one man that was jumping. They called him the falling man. He became very famous, the picture of that man falling.
I've seen that one.
I was just looking at him and I said, God, you know, we need to lay hold on this thing. We need to lay hold on this. You know, it's easy to be, you know, casual about these things when you feel there's no problem. But it is what you have laid hold on now that in the day of calamity that will now serve you. Praise the name of Lord. In those calamities, the measure of reality that you have been able to lay hold now. And that is the challenge. The challenge is being able to gather when there is like there's no problem. Do you understand the point? Because the problem comes suddenly. There's no horn that says, oh, on your mark, get ready, go. Nothing like that. The only thing you have now is this prophetic word that we are hearing. That brethren, there is trouble ahead. When Noah was building the ark, you know the story. There was nothing. Not even a rain. Rain had fallen. So, but he was building by faith. We must be men of faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Men who would have known that we need to connect the living God. You know, because it's important. When the time comes, it's just going to be two groups of people. Those within the reach of the dragon, those beyond the reach of the dragon. That's all. It's not whether you're born again or not born again. You understand the point? Born again people will die and go to heaven. Are you getting my picture? But you see, God wants to save you. Spirit, soul, and what now?
Body.
He wants to use you to prove something. He wants to use you to demonstrate something. There is a demonstration that God wants to do at this time of the end. And it is the people who have been responding and receiving this word. God will prove something in their lives.
Amen.
That the word of the Lord, there's a scripture that says love is stronger than death. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
It is death was the ultimate that the enemy, you understand, could manifest. But God wants to demonstrate that the word of the Lord, the way of the Lord, do you understand the point, is stronger than death. That was what Jesus came to demonstrate. That if you receive this word I'm giving you, internalize it, it becomes a part of the fabric of your personality. Do you understand the point? Even if you are dead, because some will die before death, you understand, is overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
But then that power will still do what now? Lift them up. And there are people who would have internalized so much that they are standing when death is overpowered. Death cannot touch them. So they will look at death and say, "That where is your thing? Where is your power? You that smote the people over the generations." Whenever death is mentioned, everybody, you understand, is afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. The principle of life, brethren, the consciousness of life. You know, there is a consciousness that must turn on. You know what is fear? Do you understand the point? Fear is a consciousness. You understand the point of an inadequacy within me and a consciousness of a crisis outside that what I have within me cannot yet, you understand, cannot deal with. Praise the name of the Lord. But the time comes when the consciousness of the reality of life within us will overgrow that which is outside.
Amen.
That you have dominion.
Amen.
Brother, you walk through this earth, you say that no man shall make you afraid. You will sit under your vine. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this is the life that God is calling us to live. It is because of this reality that, brethren, the things that are now that are challenging, we boldly face them. Paul said, "I'm passing through." In fact, every day it looks like I'm going to die today. He said, "No problem." Do you understand the point? He had that attitude because he saw what was set ahead of him. Jesus had the same mentality too. The Bible said that for the glory that was set ahead of him, Moses saw it too. And there's no man who can walk in this way who must, he must be a man of vision.
That's right.
To say no. You know, the world is very appealing, very attractive. You know, the flesh parts of Egypt are very tempting. Do you understand the point? He said, "Sometimes I want to be a fashion mogul." Do you understand here? I like the admiration of men. Do you understand the point? When I'm so well dressed and I'm walking, do you understand?
Yeah.
Say, "Oh, you're looking good." You enjoy it. Praise the name of the Lord. You enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and
check the windows.
Sorry for this. Getting hot, yeah. What vision? Yes, I'm saying that the men who are going to get to where God wants them to get to are men of vision.
Okay.
They must see beyond the present. You know, people are much more interested in present satisfaction, just like Esau.
Mm.
You know, the Bible said that Esau was a profane person, a fornicator. What was this thing? Esau felt that the now, the temporary, the fleeting, you understand, satisfaction was more important than the promise of birthright. What is birthright? What are you talking about? I'm hungry. Do you understand the point? I'm hungry. I don't have money in my pocket. And you're telling me, do you understand the point? He didn't see. Praise the name of the Lord. Jacob, on the other hand, saw. Jacob was a man of vision. Do you understand the point? So he gave up the food he had now. I said, do you understand? That one is much more important to me. Now, eventually, when he saw the light, how important the best life was, and he will now begin to fast and pray. But it was not available then. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so we must be men of vision. Moses saw, the Bible said that Moses endured the problems he was passing through because he saw him who was what now? Invisible. So then what are we seeing? Why are we here? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I look at the world. I look at men around us. I look at great men in the world who have achieved things. They are really very confident in what they have, you understand, accomplished. They feel very secure. He said, "I sit as a queen. I shall know no sorrow, no widowhood." I'm very confident in my system. But God said that the time is coming. 1 hour. You know what happened during the Great Depression in America?
1932, was it?
Yes. During that period, bam, like this. And everything changed. The richest men became the biggest debtors. Because Wall Street did what now? It collapsed. They now realized that all that they thought was wealth was just imagination, speculations in the mind.
Money that didn't exist.
It didn't exist. And when people's mind just changed overnight, all that money they got now, it vanished. They suddenly found out that they had been living in debt. They had been propped by a system. When the reality hit them, men went up the skyscrapers and were jumping.
It's the same thing.
The poor men were now at the feet of the skyscraper and waiting for them to jump. He's doing the jump, he's doing the jump. Oh, you know, then they will now look for the. You know, these were men who yesterday were driving the biggest cars.
Oppressing the poor.
Oppressing the poor. So the poor never waiting for them to jump. See, are you getting the point? Yes. And brethren, this is where we are. Every day, God wants to bring a dimension of consciousness to us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we are, this thing we think in reality. Well, this morning we were talking when we were coming about some of these music stars, movie stars, you understand, and all that.
Yeah.
They live in a world of illusion.
Mm, yes,
it's a world of make-believe.
Make-believe, yes.
You understand? Somebody thinks that because you wear a particular dress, it changes who you are. Dress can't change you.
Mm.
Are you getting my point?
Yeah,
after when you put on that dress, put on another one.
Mm.
Every day, what is fashionable keeps changing. It doesn't change you nothing.
Okay.
So, but their whole world is lived on that external. So they keep living until one day. It's the day the first person commits suicide. That the real story of the person's life begins to come out. This body that everybody used to admire, you want to be like her, you want to be like her. Then the story of maybe abuse from childhood. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
The story of violence. Maybe the that couple
emptiness.
You see walking like this. You know, there's been violence and abuse from, you know, and so you find that everything has been fake. And it's still fake up to today. And perfumes. Who wants that kind of life? When God wants to give, He said, I'll give you that passes all understanding. See, I'll give you, you will drink this water and it becomes a well flowing into everlasting life. Pray, I remember something that happened 2 years ago at the youth camp. We went into a time of praise and worship that was out of this world. And I was just asking to the young people, I said, what kind of party will you attend that will give you kind of judgment? You understand the point? What kind? None. But what God has for us is far beyond what you can think or ask or even imagine. Can you imagine that? You can't. What God has for you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are men of vision. We are men who have been, said that Noah was warned of things yet to come.
Amen.
Do you understand? He began to make preparation.
Mm.
What preparations are we making?
Oh, yeah, also that.
Where are we building on?
Oh, yeah, also.
What are you doing right now in preparation for the time to come? How is it that we're going to be walking on the streets and the bomb will go off? Do you understand the point? And one man will still be walking. Praise the name. Do you understand the point? One person is battered, flattered, just blown into pieces. And the other person is walking. Because the two are not in the same frequency. Do you understand that? The laws of physics function on the natural realm. Meanwhile, the word of the Lord is to quicken you and lift you into... Do you understand that?
Yes,
and that dimension.
Yes, sir.
That's the reality. So it's to motivate us, is to challenge us. If you have paid a price, you need to pay more.
Mm.
And when you are paying it, don't grumble, don't complain.
Mm.
Because you are investing.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. Do you understand the point? You're making an investment. Sometimes parents deny themselves for their children.
Mm.
Do you understand the point?
Mm.
And they don't grumble. Do you understand the point?
Mm.
They know that this what I'm doing is the right thing to do.
Mm.
Because tomorrow I'm going to enjoy the benefit of that.
Mm.
But then that's the same thing with us today. If it's time to fast, we need to be able to sit down. Do you understand? And realize that man shall not live by what?
Bread alone.
All the adverts tell us that life is by bread.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of the Lord tells us to the contrary.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brethren, let's encourage ourselves. The Bible says that they that fear the Lord speak of one to another. That's the sum of our discussions.
Hallelujah.
Not who is the latest, you understand, latest movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are we together?
Yes.
The things we need to tell ourselves are the things to come.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage one another. Say, brother, stand strong. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He that will come will soon come. He will not delay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says they speak often one to another. And the Lord heard. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord took notice. I believe God is taking notice of this gathering.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was talking about, it looks very little. Praise the name of the Lord. But what about it? These two men were walking on the way to Emmaus. You understand? And the Lord came and met them there. Where would he not go to?
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just two men who were walking on the way to Emmaus. And he met them and he began to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some few were gathered in a room like this. He went through the wall and he came to them and said, "Peace, peace, don't be afraid."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, because that time the whole place was in turmoil. They were afraid because they knew that the Jews were out for them. But he came there to encourage them, to show them that we are dealing with reality.
Hey, come.
Do you understand the point? If he had not shown himself to them, it would have just been story, speculation.
Mm.
You understand? Hypothesis and all that.
But
they saw him alive. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they could declare that we know he is risen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's read from Luke chapter 2. We have been looking at Luke chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 2. Yesterday we stopped at verse 15. Today we just continue. Sorry, at verse 14. We read from 15, but our emphasis will be 21, 22 to. Okay, we'll see where we stop there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them to heaven, into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Come, sorry, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us." Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, this response was very prompt.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name. It showed how seriously they took the word that they got. They didn't wait. They didn't dilly-dally. They didn't start to discuss it and utter wonder. They said, "Let us what now? Go." Why? Because they believed the message that the angel, this what now, brought to them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our response must be like this.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are things that we need to do to confirm, to verify the words we are hearing.
Mm.
When I hear a word, I need to take it before the Lord. Do you understand the point? I need to begin to minister to the Lord. The Lord himself, he has to confirm that word. Do you understand that? Into my heart. There are certain responses that are required of these watchers. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says here, and they came with what now?
Haste.
And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. Praise the name of the Lord. They responded, internalized this word, and then they declared it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They didn't hide it. They declared it to all and sundry. Look, we had a revelation. We received a word from the messengers of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That a new thing is what now? It's come. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a new dimension of the revelation of God to man that has come in our dispensation, in our generation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that when a man receives the word, he needs to connect with that word in the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God confirms that word to his heart by experiences within him and without him.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something that was told you, but you have now proved it. You know, like the woman, you know, at the well Jesus met. She went to the town and said, "Come and see a man who told me everything that I had ever done." And the people came. Not just on her, they heard Jesus and they became convinced that this indeed is the Messiah. So they came and said, "We have now seen, not just because you told us, you understand, but we have come, we have seen that this is indeed." There was a confirmation in their hearts. Many people hear this word but they don't come to a settled position concerning the word. They are attend fellowship, they hear this word, but somehow they have not come to settle certain things in their heart.
Yes.
Because it is when these things are settled in your heart that you now begin to take a position. Your lifestyle begins to change in relation to your position concerning the word that you have heard.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
that's what there is a problem. There are many who have been hearing this word. This word is supposed to make a man much more sober.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand the point? Mm. In relation to the things of this world, and make a man much more responsive in relation to the things of the spirit.
Mm.
It's supposed to manifest in the way you live your life.
Mm.
It's supposed to manifest in the kind of friends you keep. Do you understand the point? It's supposed to manifest in the things you give your time and your what now? Yes. Attention to.
Oh, yeah, man.
These are where this word is confirmed in the lives of people. It's supposed to, you know, it manifests in your appetite. You know, people ought to have a hunger for the word of the Lord.
Mm.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Have a hunger for the presence of God. Mm. Have a hunger for the ministry of the word. Have a hunger to spend time with God, to begin to know God one on one. You know, in the Pentecostal realm, you understand, we have been taught to go to our spiritual leader. Do you understand the point? When you have a problem, go and see your pastor. But this message is saying that the Lord saying he is the bridegroom has come for the bride.
Yes, sir.
The friend of the bridegroom must do what now? Begin to give way. Do you understand that? It's fundamental.
Mm.
That this bridegroom must begin, this bride must begin to hear the groom's voice and begin to know the groom's voice. Do you understand that? And begin to develop a personal, intimate relationship with who now? With the head. That's the point. I read, you know, Hebrews chapter 1. He said that God, who spoke to us in time past, by the fathers, the prophet, and all those things, is now speaking to us personally
through His Son,
and in His Son, and by His Son. Praise the name of the Lord. In so many ways, it's one of the things it means that the life of Jesus Christ has become a pattern for us. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, that these ministries were for a time. Ephesians chapter 4, that God gave apostles, gave shepherds, gave evangelists, gave all these things for the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints, the building up of the saints, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a complete man and a total man. First of all, that scripture tells us that God has a destination to bring forth a total man.
Wow.
A man that is whole and entire and complete, lacking what now? Nothing.
Yes.
A man that in spirit, in soul, is blameless, irrebukable, without spots, without blemish. Do you understand that? That's the man. And so we are coming to that man.
Wow.
And as we come to that man, the ministries will begin to do what now?
Give way.
They will begin to give way. Praise the name of the Lord. The ministries will begin to give way. The purpose is that these ministries must come forth clearly. But you see, one of the things that God is also doing at this time is He is distinguishing between ministries.
Oh.
You understand? Jesus wrote to the church, I think it's Ephesus. He said, I commend you for this, that those people came, they said they were apostles. You have tested them, and what now? You have proof that they are not. In the time of the coming of the Lord, many will come in my name. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it's up to you to be able to judge and test, so that you believe not every word now. Spirit. Proof every spirit. Because there's a little children, it is the last time. An antichrist must come. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you look at it from, you know, Amplified, Antichrist, it says, he who opposes God in the guise of God, or who opposes Christ in the guise of Christ. In other words, he comes looking like, speaking like Christ, but actually he is actually what now? Opposing and resisting. Praise the name of the Lord. So now we're together. In other words, that the bulk of the activity we're talking about is something taking place in the church. This is the where the action ground is. The whole thing before, you know, the enemy is outside the church. Now the enemy is where? Inside the church. The enemy is wearing collar. The enemy is preaching. Do you understand? The enemy is carrying a Bible. The enemy is on the pulpit. He wants a church. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, and because of that, people tend to do what now? Receiving. Praise the name of the Lord. And it now means that in this hour there must be a lot of discernment to know what is of God and what is not of God. If you're able to discern what is God, then the Lord says, I commend you. Praise the name of the Lord. I commend you for this. So this is where we are. This is the time, brethren, that God is expecting us to sharpen our eyes, sharpen our senses, and praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, so we are, let me just push this a little bit. You know, the one of the challenges that the people of God who have been responding to this word have at this time is the ability to demarcate what is Pentecost. Do you understand?
Yes.
And what is, you know, this thing where God is taking us to. You know, we live in, if you look at the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel began to speak to them about three, you know, in God's relationship with man, God puts three basic levels or dimensions, you understand, of ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The first ministry, which pertains to the outer court, he calls it ministry to the people. Praise the name of the Lord. The ministry to who now?
The
to the people.
People.
Now that is what most of us we have known. You know, if there's a minister coming, if there's somebody here who has a headache, praise the name of the Lord, God is healing right now. And that's good. And that's God. Praise the name of the Lord. God has an interest in that. You know, people's need here and there, you know, and he, you know, it was very good.
Sorry,
please, my sister. Praise the name of the Lord. The ministry to the people. But that is the most popular. Of course, you know that the outer court is the biggest part of the tabernacle. Do you understand the point? It's the largest part. So it accommodates the most people. And that's where you have the greatest activity. But it's still part of what God is doing. Praise the name of the Lord. The only thing is that that terrain is an open place. There's no covering up. Do you understand the point? It is subject to a lot of, even the weather can affect ministry in the outer court. If your rain starts falling, activity must stop there. Praise the name of the Lord. Activity must stop in the outer court. Are you getting the point now? If night falls, activity must do what now?
Because
there's,
no,
there's no light there. Praise the name of the Lord. There's so much there. The sheep are bleating, the oxen, they are lowing. Do you understand the point? People are running up and down. So many things are happening there. Sacrifices are taking place and all that. And brethren, that's the church that we have known. Praise the name of the Lord. It's the ministry to the people. The focus of that ministry is the people. The needs of the people. Do you understand? Their problems. They need money. They need a husband. They need a wife. They need children. They need a car. You understand the point? They need a job. They need this and that and that and that. And this ministry addresses that. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, that is the very least place. You know, by the time you move to the second court, the focus does what now? Changes. It's no longer a ministry to the people. It is now a ministry to the house. Praise the name of the Lord. The number reduces. This time, this ministry to the house focuses on the soul. The heart of man. The thing that God wants to do, not for you this time, but what now?
In you.
Now there, the noise is less. Praise the name of the Lord. The noise is less. In fact, sometimes when people gather and they minister to the house, just like we're doing here right now, somebody who's used to, you understand, signs and wonders, where it's happening, comes here wondering, there's nothing happening here. Praise the name of the Lord. But believe me, brethren, a lot is happening. God is at work. Praise the name of the Lord. This ministry actually is supposed to prepare the heart. You know, when Elijah comes, John the Baptist said, is to prepare a people ready to do what now? To receive the Lord. The heart of man is not ready for the Lord. When Jesus came the first time, they didn't receive him. Because their hearts, do you understand that? That was even told them. He said, you stiff-necked people. Circumcised. Do you understand? In heart and in what now? Ear. Do you understand? When the ear is not circumcised, he cannot hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
He cannot hear what God has to say. He is much more interested in other things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But this ministry must prepare us for the final ministry. Ministry unto the Lord. Mm. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. When God brings us to this point, it's not a question of what you need or what you don't need. Do you understand that? We are coming to the Lord not for any need, not for any problem, not for anything, but simply because we love Him. Mm. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's our God. Just begin to minister to Him. And this is when God begins to enjoy. All this while He's actually preparing. Do you understand? For Himself. We must, you know, the thing is that one of the things God is showing us is that God must have satisfaction. He said, "For you have created all things." For you are singing unto Him pleasure. For your own pleasure. You see, one of the first lessons, brethren, we are to learn in this way that God is taking us to is that we must put God's pleasure what now? You know, Joseph married a wife. Praise the name of the Lord. Before he could take his wife, God stepped in. You understand the point? I took the wife. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Amen.
And Joseph, you know, the natural man began to react and say, "What is this?" And the Lord now called him and said, "Listen, are you getting my point? Look at the situation." Yes. The Bible said that Joseph had to wait.
Hallelujah.
Until God's interest had been what?
Hallelujah.
Satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Before his own interest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Mm.
That is a dominant law. The people whom God is calling into this thing put their interest aside. That is what makes overcomers. They put their own interest aside. Now that's not easy to do. But the man comes to a point and says, "Though he slay me,
yet
will I trust him." You understand the point? Paul said, "These things, all these problems, none of them move me." There is a calling upon my life. But this is the mentality that God must put. The problem we have today, even with people who profess end time, is that they have not put their interest what now? Our passions are still the dominant figure. We want to take first before God. Do you understand the point? It is the leftover that God gets of our time, of our resources, of our pleasure. Somebody says, "Get her for me, for she pleaded me." Are you understanding the point now? See, that is the dominant mentality. Yeah, get her for me, for she. This woman, she's a stranger within the scope of what God has given you. There's nothing here that satisfies you. Say, "That's the one I want." That one is what I want. You know, it happens to us. Do you understand the point? You see, people still have appetites, you know, for strange things. Praise the name of the Lord. You suddenly find that you have more appetite to find out what's happening on Facebook. You understand that to spend time with God's word. It's still a difficult thing. But God must change our appetite.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God must change our appetite.
Amen.
So that we begin to delight in the Lord.
Amen.
We begin to delight in the things of God. It becomes, if God doesn't want to force you to do anything.
Mm.
He wants to change so that you can enjoy doing the things of God.
Him and us enjoying.
Are we together, brethren? The prayer should not be a burden. It should be the thing you want to do.
Amen.
In fact, we should come to a point when our only problem is that we don't have enough time to pray.
Amen.
Do you understand the point? You pray, and oh God, I have to go to work. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
You go to work, and then oh God, when can I come back and so that I can continue fellowship with you?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Then you know that you are changing. That's when ministry to the Lord, you understand, begins to start. The people who minister to the Lord, even according to Ezekiel, you know, when they enter into God's presence, they change their garments. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They begin to wear heavenly garments.
Amen.
When they minister to the people, they wear ordinary garments. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this is the core. Let's be reminded of these things, brethren. Because for a lot of people right now, this thing is becoming almost like church. You go to church, you
routine.
Come back, you go to church, you come back, you know, and we're not catching the heart of God. We're not catching the essence of this call upon our lives. But when we begin to catch it, you see, there are some people who say that they joyfully took the spoiling of their goods. Do you understand? Something had happened to these people. They joyfully, I mean, when somebody takes what belongs to you forcefully, you know, you feel bad. praise the name of the Lord. No, when you take it because you are a Christian, you still feel bad. But the time comes when you are in that kind of a privilege. Oh, they do this thing to me because I carry the name of Christ.
When they beat them, they were glory.
Because something was happening within them.
Oh, yeah,
praise the name of the Lord. Friend, I pray that God will equip us with this mentality. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's move on a little. Verse 21. He says, are we there?
Yes.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Praise the name of the Lord. But I tell you something. The word that we hear today must be the word of angels. Praise the name of the Lord. Angels means a messenger sent from God. That's what Gabriel said. He said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I was given this word to give to you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now that's a true messenger of God.
Amen.
That's a true minister. Because he comes with a seed. It's not empty word. There is something in that word that if you receive it, that's the capacity to begin to work in you.
Amen.
And produce a life.
Amen.
Produce a nature that is consistent with the person who planted it.
Because
the Lord said that every seed must bring forth according to
his own kind.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we must begin to discern the angels at this time.
Amen.
Do you understand the point? We must begin to discern the angels. Because the ministry of Gabriel is paramount at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel is a ministry. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That he sent. When Daniel began to be burdened about the time they were in, he said, look, he said it was 70 years. By now we should be getting out of captivity. I mean, by now, brethren, we should be worried, all of us here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because by now we should be breaking out of certain situations and certain circumstances. And if you're not breaking out, then you should have the burden to go before God, like Daniel did.
So
do you understand the point? What's going on? Praise the name of the Lord. What is going on? Let me tell you the reason. When men neglect the ministry that God sends to them, they delay their time. God said Israel was to stay 400 years. Did you know that? They were to stay 400 years in Egypt. But Israel stayed 430 years because they rejected Moses.
Mm-hmm.
They said, who made you what now? A ruler over us. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? They delayed their time. They delayed their time. But in the ability to recognize the messenger, the ministry, when I say messenger, don't mind me. Do you understand the point? It's not the individual per se. Do you understand the point? Yes. It's actually to recognize that this one is sent of God. Because when Jesus came, they rejected me. Said, well, I'm sorry for you. Your house will remain unto you what now?
Desolate.
There is a desolation that comes to your house when the house is not recognizing that which God sent to you.
That's right.
If God sends you a teacher and you reject that teacher, your house remains desolate. You won't get another teacher until you go back to that person and say, blessed is he
that cometh in the name of the Lord. Yes, yes.
Are you talking? It says your house will remain desolate.
Yes.
There's a lot of desolation. Because men, you know, when Brother C came around, it was a problem. You know, they say, how can you come from America? And you understand the point. Sorry, you know, but sometimes you have to tell certain truths.
Mm.
It makes certain people uncomfortable.
Mm.
But there's a reality to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a vacuum that is left. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a lack of development that comes. Because that aspect of the life of God that this individual was to bring into your life.
No,
you understand? Yes. That's a fact. So there's a focus on certain things and there's a lack on the other thing. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must be able to discern Gabriel. Because Gabriel is representative of the ministry that God is raising up at this time. He carries the seed. Praise the name of the Lord. He spoke to Daniel. He said, he said to Gabriel, Gabriel, show this man. Do you understand the point? Explain these things to him. Do you understand? Gabriel is a revelator. Are you getting my point? He opens, do you understand, these things to you. He said, now, O man, greatly beloved. You know, the people that God is coming to are greatly beloved. He said, Mary, you have found what now?
Favor with God. Oh, yeah, blessed are thou amongst all.
Yes, blessed are thou amongst
all. I am so full.
There are virgins without number.
Mother,
but there are ones. God's heart goes to them because He knows them. He says, man, you are greatly favored. Now, listen, let me explain. You understand what is going to happen. And he begins to talk to Daniel because Daniel was burdened. He said he was making it, he was speaking to God in prayer. By the time of the evening, what now? Sacrifice. You know, at the time of the evening sacrifice, certain things happened. Jesus was on the cross. By the time of the evening sacrifice, 3 o'clock, you know what happened now? The darkness passed away. It was dark from noon, 12. So 3 o'clock.
Aye.
By that 3 o'clock, he cried out.
Aye.
Hallelujah! And then what happens? The darkness began to roll away, and the true light began to
shine.
This was the time of evening sacrifice. It was at this same time that the angel met Zechariah. Do you understand? It was at the altar of what now? Incense. And brethren, you and I must be at the altar of incense
now. Amen. Amen.
Do you understand? That's Amen. Where we ought to be now. Because a new thing is about to break forth.
Amen.
He was there ministering. The Lord fell to him. The Lord fell to him. You know, David divided the ministries, the priests, into 24, you know, courses. Now, because there were many.
Mm.
So they now ministered in groups.
Mm.
So in the first month, this group will go. They will leave wherever they are dwelling in Israel and go and camp in the temple. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Now what they do is every morning they come out and they cast lots. You understand? The Lord will determine where your ministry will be. Some will be at the brazen altar. You understand? Some will be at the brazen lava. Some they different things. But every time they are casting lot, every priest is praying. Lord,
I want to go into the altar.
The golden altar. Do you understand the point? That was the desire. And the lot fell onto him to minister at the golden altar. And it was while he was there, praise the name of the Lord, ministry, bringing forth this offering that God is requiring of us, a broken and a contrite heart.
Amen.
You understand? The offering of the soul, laying it, giving it over to the Lord, that this angel came. I said, look, I have news for you. Everything is about to change. Praise the name of the Lord. This dimension of barrenness, of blindness, of religion, of fruitlessness. Do you understand? This dimension of lack of the glory, the presence of God, is about to come to what now? To an end. I mean, the message was so heavy that when this man came out, he couldn't talk to ordinary men. He was, you understand, making signs. Do you understand? To them.
Zechariah, yes.
He was making signs to them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
So we are saying, brothers, that we are at the threshold of these things.
Mm.
And that as the word of the Lord comes to us, how we respond to it matters a lot.
Mm.
You know that the difference between Zechariah and Mary.
Mm.
They ask the same question.
No. Go ahead.
They ask the same question. Do you understand?
Mm.
But not the same question. Okay? Zechariah doubted. Do you understand the point? Mary inquired. I don't need to get the point now. What was an inquiry? I want to understand how these things will be so that I can know how to prepare myself, how to respond, how to. You understand the point? Then what was it? Well, no problem. You will be dumb until the thing happens before your eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, but important. You remember the man in the days of the kings, okay, when there was a famine, and the prophetic word came and said, by this time tomorrow, my God, he said, it's not possible. It can't be. And he said, well, you will see it with your eyes, but you will not partake of it. You know, brother, I want to partake of this thing. You know, when Elisha was following Elijah, you remember what happened there? You know, he didn't want any distraction. There were some of the prophets, those ones were talkers. They had some revelation. Are you getting my point? They had some revelation. They were declaring it. Do you know? The sons of God will be manifested. Do you know? Babylon will fall. Do you understand the point?
Yeah.
You are talking.
You know that the church is finished. God,
yes. The church is all over. They knew it, but they were standing what now?
Afar off.
This other man wanted to concentrate. He said, I want to focus. Hold your peace. You know, you need to keep your eyes on the Lord. If there's anything else that we need to do this time, but then our vision, our focus must be very strong.
Amen.
So, and the Lord was putting all kinds of stumbling blocks. So he said, look, stay here, I want to go here. Some of these stumbling blocks can be circumstances in your life that will check how serious you are about this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, oh, it's time for church. The rain just starts falling. Say, it's raining. No, I can't go to church. Do you understand me? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God tests you to know how far you want to go with Him. How determined you are. Do you understand that? So press on. And you know what I found out recently? You know, as they pressed on from one step to the other, to the other, to the other, until they came to the Jordan. You know, brethren, that is where the matter is decided. Only those who cross the Jordan.
Yeah.
The Jordan is also a type of the veil. You understand the point?
Yeah.
The Jordan is the barrier between this side and the promised land. The moment you cross Jordan, the dragon has no power over you.
Amen.
You understand the point? He crossed together. And brethren, we must cross together with him.
Amen.
The high priest is standing, waiting. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The high priest is standing, waiting. He's about to move on. But he's waiting for those who would.
The moment you cross Jordan, what?
The dragon's influence. The dragon's dominion. The dragon's, power over you. You understand? It's terminated. The Jordan is the boundary. Do you understand that? If you read through the book of Revelation, see the dragon is giving power over those who dwell on the
earth.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is his jurisdiction. Praise the name of the Lord. And
help me, Father.
He has to.
I must move.
Praise the name of the Lord. We must make what now?
Amen.
That move. The moment he crossed the Jordan, do you know what happened? The man now turned and said, what exactly do you want? Are we together?
Yes.
He did not ask him that question until he said, who are them who press on unto what now? The saving of the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that they love not their lives unto
the
death. The Jordan is the death. Even the death of the cross said you became obedient unto the death. There's a terminal point in this dying process. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus came to that point at the cross. You know what happened there? The Bible says he gave up what now? The ghost. What's the ghost? The ghost is the earthly life. The earthly life. The earthly principle. My ambition. My plans. My desire that other people should like me. You understand that? My desire to be admired by people. My desire to be respected. You know, these are desires that make us do some funny things. You understand the point? All that thing put together is what he said what now? Do you understand the point? He gave up his right. He said that they overcame because they loved not. In fact, they were willing to do what now? To give up their lives. The moment they did that, you know what happened now? The veil did what now? Jordan parted. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know what happened again? The power of death was what now?
Broken.
One day we'll look at that matter. Yes, we'll look at that matter. One man's position affected, you understand, many other. Paul said that death worketh in us, so that life will work in you.
Hallelujah.
I think Joshua was saying it. Do you understand? That your position, do you understand, impacts on others. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's why each of us must make up our minds to press on. Praise the name of the Lord. To press on. To press on to that place. To that place. This is where God is calling each and every one of us. The moment he says, Father, into your hands, I do what now? I commend my spirit. He gave up the ghost. He yielded up. He no longer laid any claim. Even to his life. He said, all these things don't belong to me. Have your way. It was a consecration of the very highest order. And God said, yes, I have gotten what I want. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It was for this purpose that I sent you out here. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the point? He became obedient unto death. Even death. Not just any kind of death. People died. People died. I'm talking to people that are dying. But that is not the death.
Die.
Do you understand the point? This death was sacrificial.
It was
a consecration. It was a choice. Do you understand? It was only a particular purpose.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm. And this was
this was a kind of what God was looking for.
Mm.
And that was the basis on which redemption. Do you understand?
Broke to all men. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. From that day, man could break to the veil.
Amen.
Do you understand the point? From that day, men could break to that veil. From that day, energy was given to you, given to me, to break through the veil.
Mm.
I have the ability, I have the capacity, I have the opportunity, I have the privilege to break through the veil. Because somebody has what now? Has broken through it. Praise the name of the Lord. It is on this basis that we can talk about what Jesus has done. But then each individual must also follow the path that he walked. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
You must personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Every step he made must become your step.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I will stay here and say, oh, Jesus has done it for me. Don't you understand? Jesus died not only for you, he died for unbelievers. He died for everybody on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you know that? He tasted death for every man.
Yeah.
But not every man will accept that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That same way.
That's why you say you're born again, because you accept.
Are you getting the point?
Yeah.
But not only accept him, you must keep accepting.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Atonement. Okay, we're talking, I think it was last night or this morning. You know, the day of atonement, the high priest took blood. He went into the holiest of all. He applied that blood 7 times.
Mm.
Do you understand the point? He didn't just say it once. He said 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What does that mean to us?
We must continue.
Are you getting my
blood
point now?
Sprinkles.
Yes.
Yes.
So not just I'm born again and then you understand, praise God. Hallelujah. We must continue the second, we must dip 7 times.
Until you
reach the seventh, the change will come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Verse 21.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and when 8 days were accomplished, praise the name of the Lord, for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. In other words, again, brethren, the ministry we are hearing will come to pass.
Mm.
You understand me, brethren? All together, the word we are receiving will come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Do you understand that? You know, that's why the moment the angel spoke to Mary, and Mary said, be it done unto me according to your word.
Amen.
That was not the end of the story.
Mm.
Are you getting my point?
Mm.
She was going to carry that child. She was going to bear the shame that went with the child. Are we together?
Mm.
Yeah. It was a lot of challenge. It was a lot of problem. You know, sometimes I wonder what happened when Jesus would go to the temple.
Yeah,
are you getting my point? There will be all kinds of, you understand, talk.
Before she was.
You understand
married,
the point? Yes.
She had conceived.
Yes. So there were all kinds of talk and all that. But you see, she bought it.
Mm.
And Joseph stood too. You understand the point?
Mm.
To say, this is my son. By law, praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
He had accepted him. By law, he was a kind of, he became his legal father. Praise and adoption.
Mm.
Yes. You know, and all that. But people knew the circumstances. So the shame and the reproach went with her. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
But she had to bear it. There was only one well in Nazareth.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand the point.
Where?
One well, yes, in the town.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody,
when they go to fetch water,
goes to the same well to fetch water.
And no woman can talk. Praise the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
She carried it. We too have reproaches to carry.
Yes, sir.
This reproach, we must bear it.
Mm.
But praise the name of the Lord. One day, the time came, and she brought forth what now? Her son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and brethren, this is where we are at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something very interesting that was done here. He had to be what now? Presented. He had to be presented at the temple. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus had to be presented at the temple.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, sounds good. Praise the name of the Lord. He had to be presented at the temple. Now, if you understand the Jewish question, when a child is born, one, if it's a male child, not just a male child, but if the firstborn is male, I hope you understand that. It's not just that you have a male child. There's a child that when you are married, your first child is a son. You understand the point? He becomes a firstborn. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Okay. So, and that son becomes a peculiar, what now, treasure unto who? Unto
the
God. So say, it belongs to me.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
And he is mine. Of course, you understand the reason why. When Israel left Egypt, okay, God slew the firstborn sons in Egypt and spared the firstborn sons of the Israelites. He spared them for himself. So when they entered into the wilderness, the plan of God was that those firstborn sons would be priests unto God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They were to be the priests. That was God's plan originally. But you know what happened? At Sinai, there was a rebellion. Praise now, are we together? There was what now? A rebellion. You know, and these were the people that were what now? At the chief of that rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. They were the instigators of the rebellion. God said, well, you understand? Then who were the people that stood aside?
The
Levites stood aside. So a choice was made here, automatically. These people put themselves out of the game. These people brought themselves into the game. Praise the name of the Lord. These ones lost out. These ones did what now? Came in. God said, okay, fine. I'm keeping these people in place of what now? Of these ones. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, are we together? When they counted, the Levites were fewer than the first ones, right?
Yeah.
So, since maybe assume that there were 10 Levites and 10 firstborns, 7 Levites. Praise the name of the Lord. There were 3 people that were not accounted for. Praise the name of the Lord. So those ones had to pay money. You understand? To do what now? To release themselves. Normally, they would have been serving God. They wouldn't have had the privilege to marry, you understand, and live a regular life. But God says, if you want to live a regular life, bring, you understand,
redemption money,
and release yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. But then God also instituted a law and said, when you have a firstborn son, of course, normally, under normal circumstances, if you have a male child, for 40 days, you understand, the woman is unclean. 7 days she's unclean, then 40 days, she's still, yes, 33 days after that. Then at the end of that 40 days for a male, for a female it's 80 days. Praise the name of God. Yes. Okay. Then you have to come to the temple and bring those offerings for what now? Purification. Now, the woman is taken to the east gate. You understand? The sacrifice is slain and the blood is sprinkled upon her to cleanse her. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what does that tell us? It simply tells us, one, that when we come into this world, we come in with what now?
Fear.
Uncleanness.
Fear.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, in sin did my mother what now?
Conceive
me. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the principle. All have sinned and have fallen short of what now?
Of
the
glory of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. There is a need for blood for what now? For cleansing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having said that, we come back again to the firstborn. This firstborn must now be presented praise the name of the Lord, after the days of the purification of the mother is what now is over. Now what we read here is that when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was what now called Jesus. He took a name. The name was given to him before he was what now conceived. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, when we get born again, there's something that God calls you.
Mm-hmm.
He calls you Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He calls you what now?
Zion.
But it takes 8 days before that name can become what now? Your name. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay? The name was given before he was conceived. At that time we called him Jesus. Nobody had seen Jesus. Are you getting my point?
Mm.
It was just something that the angel had what now?
Declared.
And Mary said so too. She was telling, an angel came to me and said, you will have a son.
Mm.
His name shall be called what now?
Jesus.
Savior. Yeshua. Yehoshua. It means the salvation of what now? Jehovah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The name means the salvation of
Jehovah.
Now, that is representative of the work that God wants to do we are now in your life. That's what Isaiah prophesied, that the glory of the Lord, the salvation of the Lord shall be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? He said, my salvation is near to come.
Mm.
This work is the work that God wants to do, spirit, soul, and what now?
And body.
And then he will manifest it. Your neighbors will see it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The salvation. That is God taking a man from the dimension and the realm of sin.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And bring him into becoming the glory and what now? The image of who? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, people should tell me when to stop this first time.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All the time.
It's 5:15.
Okay.
Mm.
So when
it's probably up to 6.
Yes. Okay. It, no. For the first session. Eh?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Every 5:30. Because I'm going to work.
At 6.
What's your 5:30?
5:30.
Okay. Just take 20 minutes.
20 minutes now. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe we'll do that. Because I just thought I should keep it so that I can build up better. And then, you know, subsequently. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, so, he says, when 8 days were accomplished. In the Bible, Garden 8 speaks of what? A new beginning.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is at the end of these 8 days that God gives you a new name.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Right.
Are we together? He said, I will give you what? A new name. Which who now? The mount of the Lord. Do you understand the point? He says here, he was so named of the angel before he was conceived, we are now in the womb. Before you were born, as it was now, I called you. I called you by your name. I declared what you are, what now, going to be. Praise the name of the Lord. God had declared us. But then it's going to take a process. Praise the name of the Lord. When are we together? On the 8th day, the child, the male child, is brought, you understand, and named. That 8th day he is circumcised. It is only after he has been circumcised that a name can be what now given to him.
Okay.
We'll be talking about the circumcision in the letter this thing. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
Circumcision. It's when he is circumcised, then they now pronounce his name. Praise name. Before that time, that child is a nameless child. You understand the point? They call him the son of
so person.
Praise the name of the Lord. For 8 days.
Yes.
For 7 days, let's say for 7 days. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
On the 8th day they give you a name.
So that means what?
Praise the name of the Lord. Without the circumcision, there is no new name. Praise the name of the Lord. Because actually it is circumcision that deals with your old name. Old nature.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
The circumcision deals with and addresses who you were before. Then a new name is given to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you find that it is the aspect of circumcision is what we're going to deal with in the second part of our, you know, discussion. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're trying to say here, look, the life of Jesus is a pattern for us.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Are we together? That life is a pattern. Everything about his life is actually prophetic.
Mm.
He's telling you about God's program for you.
Mm.
He's telling you about God's plan for you. He's telling you about, you see, how God begins a work of salvation and how God intends to do what now to conclude it.
Mm.
The final part of this thing has to do with the circumcision and the presentation. Two things actually precede that. One is the circumcision, the other one is the purification.
Mm.
We're going to be looking at the two of them, the circumcision and the purification. And these are two things that go on where in the soul of a man, soul of a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Without the circumcision, there's no new name. Praise the name of the Lord. God told Abraham, said, I want to make a covenant with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk with you.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to do with you is something that is going to last. You understand? But look at the deal. Before we start,
yes,
this is what you must do.
Amen.
You must circumcise, be circumcised. Your all the male in your listening must be circumcised. This circumcision is a token. It is the evidence that this one belongs to who? Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Anyone who does not get circumcised is cut off. You're not part of the business.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, we see the seriousness of this matter.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because this thing is a connection, that foreskin is a connection between this present evil world. The Jesus would get himself for us that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This circumcision disconnects us from the territory of the dragon.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Upon this one, the dragon does not have any claim. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so brethren, this is, as it were, you know, yes, where God wants to bring us onto.
Oh.
Amen.
Mm.
I think God is tearing us up.
Yeah.
Trying to provoke a level of consciousness within us. You know, and when we begin to pick that consciousness, it affects our lives. It affects our attitude towards this world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh,
it's difficult for Christians to give up a lot of things because I've not realized what is involved. But as the Lord begins to bring us to certain dimensions of understanding, you now know that you have to let go. You know, it's not the situation whereby, you know, Moses married a wife. Do you understand the point? And Moses is coming back. When he went out a bachelor, he was coming back with a wife and a son. Do you understand the point? And they were arguing on the way. The Lord says, circumcised. Say, what barbaric custom is this? Are you getting the point now?
Yeah.
She couldn't understand.
Mm.
She couldn't comprehend. She could not.
Yeah.
Are you getting the point? So arguments, you know, right now we're still having arguments. Are you getting my point? The dimensions of consecration that God wants to bring us into,
right,
we're still, you know, like this, like that. When they arrive at a place called the inn, this inn is a very serious matter. You know, a man named Jeremiah came to a point in Israel. He saw a people, he called them uncircumcised in ear and in heart. He said, oh, that there was a place in the wilderness, an assembly, a fellowship, a gathering for the true well-faring men. Then I will get out from among these people. You understand? And go there. For they are a bunch of treacherous men. Praise the name of the Lord. At this inn is where there is healing. That's where the what do you call him now? Remember the good Samaritan?
Yes.
Brought this man to
the inn
for healing. It was when he came to this inn, when God was about to do something very drastic. Somebody was going to die there. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that boy was going to die. And when the lady looked and saw that it's just matter, she didn't talk that time. She just took a sharp knife. Do you understand? A stone there and circumcised the boy. And said to
the
husband. You know, in that word, it's a very serious word. He said you are a husband by blood. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that's by the way. Praise the Lord. Yes. This thing is a serious matter. And brethren, as we begin to look at it, we begin to find out that the word of God must actually do something in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not just something that we hear. But the day, yes, there's a cutting off. The moment as this word, after this sharp knife begins to come out against, there's a separation going on.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. My affections, my desire, my emotions, my will must be affected. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. And I believe that God wants to do something, and people will see us spiritually. The devil knows a circumcised person.
Mm.
You understand the point?
Mm.
It marks him out. He says, "This one, forget that one." Do you understand the point? Let's look for the other ones. Do you understand?
Because
of the circumcision. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.